Well, the room exploded into cheers and clapping and thank you, thank you. And I think I heard someone begin singing some song about roll buses roll, but the crowd was very pleased.
So what do you think this means for the community, for Hoover?
I like to think that it means that the school board listened to the community and realized that maybe they had misjudged who needed buses and who didn't need buses, and that they listened to reason. I know that the Department of Justice was involved, and I think they likely had some impact on the decision.
So the superintendent went to Washington, was it last week, and he met with Justice Department officials?
That's what we were told. Tonight at the meeting, we were not aware that he was meeting with them last week, but we were told that he did go to Washington last week and met with an official from the Department of Justice and also an attorney from the Birmingham office. Did not name any names, but that they spoke together to try to resolve this issue, and now they're looking for a way to possibly charge whatever the difference is between what the state funds and what it actually costs.
You've been active in the group trying to reinstate the buses all along. Do you consider this a victory, or is there a sort of a black cloud, not just a silver lining? Is there a caveat here?
It's definitely a victory in that they have restored buses. So we will have buses, we will have district-provided buses, and we will have district-provided bus drivers next year. So there's no outsourcing, there's no third party. But yes, what remains is to know what that fee might look like. And the information about the restoration of the bus service came before the public participation portion. So, folks stepped up to the podium and said, thank you very much, but we do need to know what these fees are going to be. Do you have any ideas for us? Mr. Craig basically said that until the state legislature meets, and there may be an opportunity for the state to increase funding for transportation. Mr. Craig mentioned that he had spoken with Dr. Bice and Dr. Pouncey, the state superintendent and the chief of staff, about is there a way to charge families that difference in what the state funds and what the district, what it actually costs the district. We haven't done that in Alabama before. Right now, there is a prohibition on that. There's a state law that says you can't charge that. So that would require legislation.
The fact that they just sort of came out in reverse, first of all, did y'all get to present? I understand you had some alternatives, some different ways to cut costs that would help the district, because there's been deficit spending, and this is a real issue. It's not that they're making this up out of whole cloth. Did you even get a chance to sort of present these tonight?
Well, we made sort of a strategic decision not to go into all of that tonight. We had decided, you kind of have to savor the moment.
Sort of hard to fathom, isn't it?
Well, it changed the dynamic when the Department of Justice got involved. As a community activist, advocate, you have to look at how are you going to make the change happen? And oftentimes, public pressure just isn't enough. You have to look to what agency or authority is there that can bring consequences to bear on the body that has made what you consider to be an unjust decision. And we were fortunate that Hoover City Schools was still under a desegregation order, and that the Department of Justice did have an actual say in this. Because if we did not have that, I'm not sure where we would be right now. I think, we would probably had to have gone in the direction of maybe, lawsuits, private lawsuits and that sort of thing. And those things tear a community apart. I mean, this has been a very divisive issue in our community.
Is there anything else you think our listeners ought to know?
I think, it's not really a David and Goliath story, but it is that the community, if you pull together in the right way, in a meaningful way, and you continue to stay at the table and you don't give up, don't walk away, don't get busy. It was a very small core group that really kept this movement going until we reached that next step where the Department of Justice did step in. So I would say, get some information, get together with people, and keep pushing at these issues. The local community's problems are best solved by the local community. So I'm hoping that we're going to stay at the table. We still have a lot of work to do. We've got to figure out what these fees mean to families because, if it's a $50 a year fee per child, that might be okay. But what if it what if it becomes $50 a month? You know, you don't, again, you try to savor the victory, but knowing how these things work out, there is, we're still waiting for answers.